Lord God, we pray that you would speak to us today, that you would even now be preparing our hearts and our minds and ultimately our souls to receive what you have for us today. We pray that even now you would be sending your Holy Spirit to not just be here in this place and among this people, but you would be sending your Holy Spirit to be inside of us, that we might be changed, that we might be filled, that we might be made new. And so we pray that today you would speak. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, I want to begin with a question, but this time I don't want it to be a completely hypothetical question. I want to ask a question and then have you answer to the people around you or next to you. So don't worry about who you're going to ask yet, But the question is going to be, when in your life do you feel the most impatient, or when was the last time you lost your patience? A word of advice or warning, what have you, if the object of the last time your patience got lost is next to you, you should turn the other way and find a new person, not your spouse or the person sitting right next to you. Just throwing that out there for you. But take a moment, turn to someone around you. When do you feel the most impatient? When was the last time you lost your patience? Go. All right, bringing it back. Some of you either didn't do it or you had an answer so ready off the tip of your tongue that you were able to just fire that out there quickly and move on. Regardless of what you just said, as you think about it inside, because then you don't have to necessarily be quite, you can be more honest. Is there a time of day that you find yourself having less patience than others? First thing in the morning, end of a long day? Do you find yourself less patient when you already have a little bit of anger bubbling in there somewhere? Do you find yourself less patient when you're running late? Does that have anything to do with it? Is your patience due always to how someone else is acting? They're always making me late. They're always moving so slow. Is it all about someone else that you become impatient? Do you ever find you lack patience when you have to wait for something? Or are you impatient anytime you're ever in a line, anytime, all the time? Does traffic or red lights bring out something in you that wasn't there before the traffic happened? I remember at a summer job when I was living in California a long, long while ago, my home was right off a freeway. My work was right off a freeway. Technically, if you were driving that at like 4 in the morning, that's a 20-minute drive. Whenever I was driving, it took more of like an hour. I mean, it was absolutely this like stop and go and stop and go and stop kind of traffic. And to make matters worse, I was driving a car at the time where if you sat still and idled a little bit too long, you could just watch the temperature gauge. Like, and then if you could get like just a good half a minute of driving, it'd come back down. And so the whole time, I'm just kind of tense about that as well. Or that had nothing to do with my car. It was just channeling me. And as we were not moving, there's just something about not moving that just kind of aggravates me. Now, when I was doing that, there's another freeway that's parallel. It's a couple miles away, absolutely parallel to this first one. But to get to it, you actually have to drive away from where you're going to get to this freeway. Then you go, and then you come back. You have to go past where you're going to come back. So you're driving home, and you can either sit through just an hour worth of just stop and go and stop traffic, or you can drive away from home for a couple of minutes, way around, then all the way down this freeway, and then all the way back, but you can drive at speed. There is no traffic on that freeway. And I have to say, it was about half the time that I would choose to drive away from my house so I could drive all the way around and go fast, instead of just stop and go and stop. The time actually worked out about the same, but it was a totally different I had more patience when I took the longer route. And I was more impatient whenever I took the traffic route. So much so, I mean, and you've, I hope you've experienced, I hope you haven't, but for the sake of this sermon, I hope you've experienced it. You're sitting there in traffic and you're just wondering to yourself, if we all just drove faster, wouldn't we all get there faster? I mean, someone in the front of this line is driving slow. And if they drove faster, we all could drive faster and we'd all get to where we're going faster. Come on, people. Again, regardless of what you told the person next to you, when do you lose your patience the most? What are the times in your lives where you need more patience? That's what we're going to be looking at a little bit today. A couple weeks ago, we began this final section of our sermon series on growth. And in this section, we've been talking less about how you grow and more what you actually are growing into. Because it seems that to me that not all growth is good. And what's more, sometimes just because you're getting older does not actually all the time mean you're getting better. What kind of person are you becoming? Do you even know? Have you ever thought about it? Have you ever, I mean, taken a pen to paper a little bit? Now, because things like character and integrity seem to take a little bit of vision and a little bit of effort. It's going to take some work to become the people we want to become. And so this summer, we've been looking at the types of people we want to become, and we've been using a passage in the book of Galatians to guide our conversation. And in this passage, Paul has been talking about walking with the Holy Spirit. As you keep in step with the Holy Spirit, there's this fruit that will develop in you, these characteristics that will develop. And I think many of these things, hopefully all of them, are things that we want to become. And so Paul writes in Galatians chapter 5, he says this, he says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. And so as we've been keeping in step with the Spirit this summer, as we focus on God, what He's doing, strive to keep up with Him in our lives, as we watch Him pursue Him, hopefully we are finding ourselves developing these characteristics. Because the more time we spend with God, the more His character should rub off on us. And God's character is infinite love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness. So it makes sense that if we're spending time with Him, that would rub off on us. So throughout the summer, we're looking at the different characteristics and trying to figure out how does keeping in step with the Spirit get us these things? How do these things become more evident in our lives? And this week, we're talking about patience. Now, patience is an interesting characteristic to be in this list for a couple different reasons. The first is, patience doesn't seem, at first glance, like it measures up to this list. If the Holy Spirit is in you, you will have love and peace and joy. These are some huge, I mean, peace alone. If I have a little bit more peace in my life, that'll shape me this way. But if our world has a lot of more peace, it'll shape the world this way. You can love, all you need is love. I mean, that's in the Bible somewhere, I'm sure. And all these other ones are huge ones. Patience seems like kind of a tack-on. Like, love, peace, we need 9. Patience. I mean, it'd be like if you were making a list of all the most horrific sins out there in the world, and then you added not saying God bless you when someone sneezes. It kind of seems like a strange one in there. And don't get me wrong, patience should make some list. I just don't know if it's this one. Unless this is a list of characteristics you want in other people, in which case patience goes at the top of the list, then generosity, and then some of these other ones as well. The maybe more interesting about patience is that nobody actually wants patience. You don't actually want to be more patient. I know you think you do. You don't. You don't want to be better at patience. You don't want to be a more patient kind of person. Instead, what you really want is to never have to wait. You never want a situation to arise in which you would need patience in the first place. That would be better. The very simple thought experiment, if I had the ability to give you either infinite amounts of patience or take away any situation in which you would have to wait, I don't think there's anyone who would choose patience. I think you'd much prefer just never having to wait. I think this is part of the appeal for things like cell phones. When I'm waiting in line, a time that normally may require a little extra patience, instead I can check my email or play a game or do something else to in some way redeem this time that would normally be considered wasted. I can do something so I don't have to be patient. Yet alas, I think there are times that we just need to wait. There are times that we need to be patient. And maybe, just maybe, it's not always quite as bad as we think. So I want us to dig into this a little bit deeper. So I would encourage you to open your Bibles to James chapter 5, verses 7 through 16. You can find it in your Bibles. It's toward the back. If you get to Revelation, you've gone too far. If you're near the book of Hebrews, you're close. James chapter 5, verses 7 through 16, to see if this can shed some light on our topic. James writes, "Be patient, then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains. You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against each other, brothers or sisters, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Above all, my brothers, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth or by anything else. Let your yes be yes and your no, no, or you will be condemned. Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Amen." I want us to spend some time digging back into this passage. But before we do, I think we should take a step back and just talk about what do we mean when we're talking about patience. Because I don't think we're always talking about the same thing when we use that word. For some people, sometimes when we talk about patience, we're simply talking about not blowing up when we are sure that we have every right and every reason to blow up. That's patience. Other times we speak of patience as the ability to persevere in the midst of a trial. I mean, there's no kind of blowing up that might happen, but simply we have to just endure for a long time, and that takes patience. Sometimes patience is less of an ability to endure and more just the reality of waiting. I'm not really enduring, I have to wait. And that takes patience. You almost could say that patience equals waiting. Or maybe patience is the ability to wait well, whereas impatience is being unable to wait well. Though I also think it'll be important to separate the idea of patience as a skill or a commodity with the idea of patience as an attitude. The way we talk about patience, it's a commodity. I need more patience. I'm losing my patience. I've run out of patience. You are testing what little patience I have left. Patience is something you have, or you don't have, or you're losing. But instead, what if patience is more of an attitude, a characteristic? What if you could live patience? What if you were a patient kind of person? Do you notice the difference? Am I crazy here? If patience is an attitude or a characteristic, then it's less something you have or don't have, and it's more something that describes the way you are. That kind of person would be slow to anger, naturally. They wouldn't stress over the small stuff or the big stuff for that matter. They'd be able to endure trials in stride. It seems like it would be harder to lose your patience if patience is simply who you are, instead of just kind of a skill you have. What's more, if patience is simply a commodity, there's an inherent scarcity in that. You never hear of someone being saying things like, "I really have a lot of patience today. I'm going to take a minute and I'm going to go get more patience, so I'm ready for something." Patience always, there's an inherent scarcity in the commodity of patience. It's always running out or losing or no more. Which then almost gives you license to be impatient. I mean, the reason you tell someone, I'm about to lose my patience, is because you're about to lose your patience and you're warning them, I'm impatient and you're about to see that. I mean, you almost could think of it. I wonder if it's specifically the impatient kind of people that need the commodity of patience to kind of hide their impatience. Whereas those who are a patient kind of people seem to not need it as much. Because if so, I would like the latter. I would like to be a patient kind of person instead of simply to have more patience. Maybe that's kind of why there seems to be less patience these days. Why does patience seem so hard to come by nowadays? And as I thought about it, I came up with two different reasons, and I think James sort of supports this as well. Maybe the first reason for our lack of patience these days comes from our condensed view of time. We live in an instant world, and we expect to be able to have anything we want whenever we want it. We live in an instant society where we have instant communication, instant gratification, instant information, instant oatmeal. Everything's instant. But all that speed has given us a very narrow, a very acute view of time. And when you view time in hours and minutes and seconds and fractions, instead of weeks and months and seasons and years, it changes our expectation of patience. This week I saw a story, and it said, in a Christmas interview in 1986, Richard Nixon spoke of peace efforts underway throughout the world during the Reagan administration. He was asked, is the USA better off this Christmas than it was at this time last year? And the former president answered, as Americans, we have many great strengths, but one of our weaknesses is impatience. The Russians think in terms of decades, the Chinese in terms of centuries, Americans think in terms of years, months, and even days. But if in the quest for a realistic, lasting peace, we expect overnight success, instant gratification, we are bound to be disappointed. It's interesting to me how much our view of time shapes our experience of patience. Seems to me that I feel a great deal more impatient when I have to wait a couple of extra minutes than when I have to wait a couple of extra days or weeks. A young child has much more patience on December 1st waiting for Christmas than they have on Christmas Eve waiting for Christmas. It's not like they're losing all that much sleep at the end of November as Christmas is coming. They are losing some sleep on Christmas Eve. In our passage, James points to his readers. He points them to the farmer who has to think in terms of seasons and years. James points his readers to the prophets who preached over long seasons of ministry. And then the third example James gives is that of Job, who perseveres for years. James seems to be saying that a longer view of time will change our ability to be patient. Because a lot of our relationship with patience has to do with our relationship with time. I think the other major factor when discussing patience has to do with control. When I can't control something, I tend to become impatient. And probably most specifically, at its heart, impatience is simply an internal frustration that we're not able to control time. We become focused inside ourselves and angry that we can't make something happen faster or better, and we become impatient. When we lose that little piece of control, we often find impatience. Our view of the world becomes myopic. It becomes all about us, and we have trouble seeing anyone else except for how they can either get me back on schedule or how they can get out of my way. And not only do we have trouble seeing others, we also have trouble, when we're impatient, finding God. That lack of control, that lack of patience also normally has the tendency to lash out at others. When I'm running just a little bit of behind, my patience drains 100 times faster than when I'm on time. Which is interesting to me because my lack of patience is often directed at other people. Rarely am I impatient at myself. It's normally someone else who's causing me to be later, which is strange because even if I'm late because of my own reasons, it's your fault that I'm later. And you're the one I direct my impatience at. So if I'm running 20 minutes late because something I've done, I left the house a little late, whatever it is, I'm running late, you make me wait one extra minute. And it's your fault that I'm late, and I'm impatient at you. Which doesn't seem totally right if you think about it for a second. As you look through our passage, James lists a couple of other problems that arise with our lack of patience. The first is that when we don't have patience, we have a tendency to grumble against each other every once in a while. A second consequence of impatience is our inability to persevere well through trials. And finally, and maybe most importantly, if we lack patience, we seem to see God less. Not because he's not as present, but because we're not as present. Though this last one sounds a little bit like what we've been talking about in this part of the series. If there was a way that we could reverse our focus, could we reverse then also our experience of patience? In fact, we might be able to become patient people if we could do this. But here we also come back to our passage, even in Galatians. Because the Galatians was making the claim that if we keep in step with the Spirit, one of the characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit in us, what will develop in us is this patience. And that somehow as we keep in step with the Spirit, you can't help but become a more patient kind of person. Because as you're focused more on Him, you're not as focused on yourself so much. And if you're not focused on yourself so much, you can't be impatient. If you're not focused on yourself, you simply can't be impatient. Because part of the nature of impatience is I'm running late, you're causing me. It's a very me-centered thing. Maybe impatience is a sign that we're thinking about ourselves too much and we're not thinking about God enough. And I want you to test that out this week. If you're feeling impatient at any time this next week, stop for just a second, because you're impatient, so don't wait longer than that, or then it's going to be my fault. But stop for just a second if you're feeling impatient and ask yourself, how much of this is about me, or is it about them, and how much am I focused on God right now? My suspicion is God won't be anywhere near your view, and really the other person probably doesn't have that much to do with your impatience. What's more, part of our motivation for being patient in the first place should be God. It is God. When you think about who God is, what God has done, God has been so patient with us. In our passage, James alludes to the fact that the day is coming, that the judge is at the door, but he hasn't come yet. Apparently, there's God's being patient. The judge is being patient, waiting. Think of all the ways that God has been patient with you. All the things that he probably could have poked you, kind of moved you along a little bit. Punished, maybe, and yet he was patient. Not only that, but God also, and we've been learning this kind of throughout this whole series since January, God is patient as he grows us and nurtures us into the people he wants us to become. God has been patiently working with us, molding us, shaping us to be the people he's made us to be. He could just snap his fingers and make it happen, but apparently we'll become even better people if it's a process. And he's so patient in that process. There's a reason that God is the source of all of our patience. It's because he is patience. And so we again remember that as we keep in step with the Spirit, we also will become a patient kind of person. Now, throughout this series, I've been saying that a lot. I've switched the word patience with love and joy and peace. As we walk with the Spirit, as we keep in step with the Spirit, we'll become a joyful person, a loving person, all those things. The question that should start coming to your mind is, okay, I'm in. I want to have joy and peace and love and all those things. How do I then keep in step with the Spirit? This part of the series, we're going to take a little turn, and that's kind of where we're going. We're going to keep going through our list, but we're going to start looking a little bit more practically at what I'm talking about when I say keep in step with the Spirit. And this one, we get it's right here at the close. We get one little practical part of what that might look like. What does it look like to keep in step with the Spirit? And I think we get a clue in James today. As James talks all about patience throughout our passage, he also seems to be talking a whole bunch about prayer. James gives several examples of situations that arise that require a little bit of extra patience. When you're waiting, when you're in trouble, sometimes even in happiness, in sickness, in sin, these are all seasons of time that require a little bit of extra patience sometimes. They require a little bit of extra patience. And these are all also good times to pray. And somehow that prayer, according to James, will help us with patience. And here's how I think that's supposed to work. When we pray, we shift our focus back off of us and back onto God. Back off the lateness and more into who God is and who I am in God and who these other people are in God. We shift our perspective. Because if we remember that God is in control, we don't have to be in control quite so much. If we remember that our time is in His hands, we don't need to be so impatient quite so much. And so the longer that we keep in step with the Spirit, the more He then reshapes who we are. The more we keep in step with the Spirit, the more we become patient people instead of impatient people with simply the commodity of patience. Let's pray. Lord God, we pray that You would help us. We live in an impatient world, and we are an impatient kind of people. We want what we want, and we want it now, even when that isn't what's best for us. Lord, we pray that You would help us to see all the ways that You live out patience. Help us to understand how much patience it took Jesus to be Jesus. As we think of Jesus and the disciples and all the mistakes they made time and time again, how patient Jesus was to them, and then we think, I make all those same mistakes and He's patient with me too. And somehow, as we understand Your patience better, Lord, we pray that that would get lived out in us better too. That You would fill us with Your Holy Spirit, that we might experience Your patience, that it would be who we are. So, Lord, we thank You for Your Son, who is the model of patience for us. And it's in His name we pray all these things. Amen. Let's stand and close in worship.